League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So here we go, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Fan Social, the show where the KOA Army share their thoughts on all things town. And of course, the Kings of Anglia podcast is proudly sponsored by Manscaped and Ginger Pickle. Hope everyone has had a good week. Thanks again for tuning in to the show. I'm joined this week by Alex and Bono as we discuss all things town. Of course, leading into a very big game this weekend against Sheffield Wednesday at Portman Road. Let's get right over to Alex. First of all, Alex, it's great to have you back on the show. How are things? Yeah, give us a little catch up on yourself, my friend.
I'm very well. Thank you, Ross. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure. It's been quite a while since I joined the wonderful game day crew. I haven't been at the last couple of games, which has been very frustrating. But obviously, I'm in Bristol, so I will be there next Tuesday. And yeah, just like everyone, just going through this roller coaster that is Ipswich Town. I wasn't expecting any less, and here we are on that roller coaster again. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Yeah, I think the last time I saw you was in down in Exeter, and that was a good win on Sky, and yeah, it was good seeing you, and you helped me out that afternoon, which was good. The man that is joining us is good old Bono. Always a pleasure, my friend. How's things?
Hey Ross. Hey Alex. I am exceptionally well, actually. I'm happy to be here. And I just can't wait to get started. I sound like a new signing, don't I? You know, can't wait to meet the lads, get out on the grass. And yeah, facilities are fantastic. So yeah, there you go. Massive club, huge club, the history, you know, yeah. It's all good. The pod's all right as well. So well done, everyone.
Top man. Always a pleasure. Yeah, I think one day we should do like a cliche bingo show where we just talk about all the cliches and all the bingo names and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure my cliches are up there, you know, good old, all that jazz, my friend. I've probably said that three or four times already to both
the shoulder thing. The shoulder thing
as well. I've got the new mic thing. I don't know where that's come from. I think I did it once and I thought that looked cool. So yeah, I'm going to go with it. Hope you guys enjoy it. Well, boys, and as you said, Alex, it is a roller coaster. Supporting this football club, lots of ups and downs, definitely a lot of downs, unfortunately, in the last 20 years, definitely for me as a Town fan. But there's been some ups, there's been a lot of positivity this year. But let's talk about the current mood, how you're feeling the last few weeks. Some interesting results. You know, the Burnley games, we've shown we can play against some of the best teams in the Championship in those two games. You know, a goalless draw at Portman Road, of course, losing 2-1 at Turf Moor, but you know, we took them 180 minutes for them to knock us out. And then, of course, we've had Cambridge and Oxford squeezed in there. The Morecambe 4-0 win. But, Alex, what's your current mood right now with the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think with the Burnley game and all the comments from Vincent Kompany and the other players and all the respect from the fans about how well we played and this is a Championship side in the making. And it was all, you know, it wasn't false praise. It was all very genuine. And I think it just drills home how the potential of the club and what an opportunity there is there now. I said to you, remember back in September, October, but I didn't think we'd go up top two. I never believed that for one second. I thought it wouldn't be enough time for McKenna to get what he wanted. I still think that. But we'll talk a little bit later on. I've got a bit of stats about the season so far and what's coming up. It's such fine margins for us, isn't it? It's just such fine margins. We're so close to maybe making it. I think this Wednesday game is huge. It's absolutely massive. It's beyond. It's one of the biggest games we've had for a long time, you know, going back to the playoff, really, against Norwich in 2015. But it's such fine margins. We're so close. If we were to beat Wednesday and be just 3 points behind them, of course, we're back in the mix. And I'm not saying we're not in the mix for the top two. We are. But our form has been poor for a while in terms of, you know, three clean sheets in 12. We're not beating teams that we should be beating. And just the general flow hasn't been great. We're not where we were at the start of the season. So How's my mood? My mood is, I'm not going to be optimistic about top two because I never really was. I just don't want us to be caught. I don't want us to be caught. Because if Derby take that game in hand, we're not even in the top three anymore, never mind the top two. So let's be real, you know. So 4 wins, 6 draws, 2 defeats in our last 12. But only, was it one clean sheet or three clean sheets? We're not keeping the clean sheets anymore. And we're scoring goals, but we're not keeping the clean sheets. I'll come back to all the stats that I've got in front of me, Ross. We are where I thought we'd be. It's just that because we were so high for so long and have been going so well, you know, with 17 games left, people say there's 51 points to play for. That's BS. There isn't 51 points to play for because no one is going to go and win the next 17 games. No one in the league. So there isn't actually, really, realistically, 51 points to play for. You're not going to win all those. There's around about 35 to 40 that we should be getting with the fixtures that we've got. It's a case of whether we can get those 35 to 40. If we beat Wednesday, it all changes. If we lose to Wednesday, we really need to start thinking that we're not going to make it. I think it'll be a draw. I really hope for top two, but I never really believed in it, if I'm honest, Ross.
That's fair enough. Everyone's got their opinions. And, you know, let's bring in good old Bono, the man who's always positive. You know, I'm sure there's times you're like, oh, God save it, Town, but I know it's going to happen. But what's your mood, my friend? You know, it's been a lot of talk in our chat, on Twitter and everything like that. Is this team going to do it? Oh, what's going to happen? What's your thoughts, my friend?
I think anybody that knows me is knows that I'm a bit of a kind of like a cautious optimist. I like to keep things real. I always try and see both sides of the argument in you know, whatever situation that faces me. But we're here to talk about Ipswich, and we are so unpredictable, aren't we? I think if you asked 1,000 people how they thought we'd get on against Cambridge, nearly everybody would say, yeah, we should beat them and we will beat them. And then, you know, we've seen possibly the poorest performance of the season, and we've only come away with a point. Same as last year, really, at Cambridge, where we threw away that lead. But I think heading into, you know, this is the business end of the season. It's the last third. We've got those 17 games left. And like my boy Alex said, you know, no one is going to win 17. If they do, then praise be, because I don't think there's any side ever won 17 games in a row in League One, let alone the Championship, let alone the Premier League. No, not at all. So, yeah, we do need to be aiming for that 35 to 40 point mark. But, you know, everybody else seems to be in form or hitting form at the moment. My dog's wailing, so I might have to go sort her out in a minute. And, yeah, we just need to... We're running out of games, aren't we? I mean, it almost feels kind of obscene to say that with 17 games left. It's almost like we're talking like we've only got like 9 or 10 games left. But I'm going to have to sort my dog out. Back in a minute. Hold that thought.
Hold that thought, Bono. Let's talk about just belief. You know, I think that's the big, you know, word to be used really now. And that sort of segues into sort of the next feature on the podcast, because, yeah, 17 games. We've got to believe in this squad. Can they do it? You know, of course, we're in a different position we were last time this year. You know, I was ready going, yep, season's dead. Whatever. But this year, I'm like, yeah, we're still in the mix. We're still up there. Do you have the belief in this team? You know, what's needed to get over the line?
I think there's a lot of factors involved in what's happening at the club. For me, the mental pressure on the players is massive. Playing for this club with the support that we have, the attendances, the fans, the expectation, there is a real mental pressure on the players. It's huge. It really is massive. This expectation is so big. Ashton, game changer coming in. And, you know, we started with a hiss and a roar. First 12 games, we won 8 of them, 3 draws, 1 defeat. We were flying. And then that increases the anticipation and the pressure on the players. And can they handle it? Can they deal with it? We've talked about it before. That Charlton game was absolutely massive back at the end of November, wasn't it? The 4-4. There isn't any other game where we've conceded more than 2 goals all season. All season. That's the only game. And since then, there's been 12 games. Yeah? 4 wins, 6 draws, and 2 defeats. We couldn't beat Cheltenham at home. We couldn't beat Fleetwood at home. We couldn't beat Lincoln away. And we couldn't beat Oxford, lost to Oxford away in those 12 games. Now, that's not top two form. Is that mental thing a huge issue? It is for me. Absolutely. Because to me, the players are there and the squad is there. But do they believe? Can he get them over the line? A key question I'll ask Bono this as well is, does he know his best 11? And I don't think any fan, if you took 10 Town fans, I think seven or eight of them would come up with different 11s. I don't think he's got his prime 11 yet. And I think that will hopefully come in the next few weeks because you need consistency. Harness has disappeared the last two games, hasn't started the last two league games. So I'm assuming he's coming out of the situation. So he's got all these players at his disposal. But the last 12 games, this is a 3-month form blip. And that's not a blip. That's a pattern of play. That's a pattern. That's not a blip. That's just over a third of a season, 12 games, where apart from Morecambe, and, you know, when have we been at those high levels from the beginning of the season? We haven't touched them. So it's about that mental game. There is so much pressure on these boys and expectation with 29,000 fans. And it's a privilege, but it's also a pressure. And I think mentally, we're just not quite there. And we're conceding too many silly goals. We're not keeping as many clean sheets anymore. But of course, I think the squad is there. I believe we've got a better squad than Plymouth. I think Wednesday will win the league. But I'm really worried about Derby. And I'm concerned about us just falling away down to fifth or sixth. And I think that would be a real, well, like we said, if Derby take their game in hand, we are fourth. We're fourth. So if Barnsley and Bolton keep going, we're not showing any signs of that turnaround. And integrating new players like Broadhead and Hurst into the squad is not going to be easy. And now we're getting injuries now. We think Evans might be injured. Is Luongo injured? So huge pressure on the boys. We want them to feel supported. We want them to feel that they are backed. There is a small minority of Ipswich fans that are being very negative about what's happening at the club. I've never been one of them. From where we were to where we are now, it's a huge celebration. I just believed it would take McKenna a bit longer to get us up. But we all back the players. 99% of the fans are right behind Ipswich Town and the team and McKenna. There isn't anybody calling for McKenna's head that I rationally know of. And if you hear any noise like that on social media, it's BS. It's not true. There's no one calling for McKenna's head. We know how good a manager he can become. So what we want is the players to believe in themselves and to really go for what they're being told. But we have been poor at the back and conceded too many poor goals. That's obvious. Yeah. And the other thing that we'll come to is we are not clinical enough.
Yeah, very true.
We are not clinical enough. We have not put teams away when we should have done, and it's costing us. So I think playoffs will be the end game. Do I think that's where we should be? Yes, I believe that's where we should be. I think that's our level. Plymouth are outstanding and Wednesday ain't stopping. So, yeah, I hope I'm wrong. Really do. I could still be wrong. We could still make the top two. We beat Wednesday. It all changes.
Yeah, I hate to use the word. It is a must-win game, cliche time against them. But let's bring in Bono. And do you know what, Bono? This is probably the first time that I've seen it's your town team that I've really trusted in a way. And I know there's been some bad results and they've thrown away leads and, you know, wins, but I just feel it's just something different about this team. Where are you at the moment with just the belief in the team? We've got some players who have won promotion out of this division before, you know, Sam Morsey, Connor Chaplin, Christian Walton, Lee Evans. So we have got winners in this team. Before, we never really had winners, did we? We used to have players who just about, you know, got survived relegation from a team or just been a mid-table player. But we've got winners in our team. And Akira McKenna, you know, he's going to lead this team, hopefully, to some glory. But we'll see. But where are you at the moment?
I definitely echo Alex's thoughts in terms of, you know, I don't think there's two. And I don't mean this in a condescending way. It's almost like I think there's a large amount of our fan base that basically think we're entitled to automatic promotion and aren't really taking into account how good some of the other teams are. The fact that we've got all these decent sides in form, and I've just, you know, apologies for the break. I had to let my greyhound out for a wee, bless her, but she's back in from the cold, thankfully, and I was checking she's in a little spot there. But we are basically playing all the teams around us in this next phase. So, yeah, we're going to be playing Schiffer Wednesday, Derby, Bolton, Barnsley, Peterborough, Wickham, Shrewsbury, depending on which side of the tracks you're from. I trust the team. They're winners. You forgot to mention Ladapo, who got promoted last season, of course. He's our boy. He's Mark Beck's boy. That's all right. It's all right. So everything is in there. Everything is in there to give this team success. Is it to do with luck? Have we not had the rub of the green? Well, yeah, perhaps. And it is about fine margins and marginal gains and things like that. But I think we kind of need to start getting our act together. You know, there's a massive buzz about the club at the moment. The team, you know, can just see, even like from the snippets that the club put out on the social media, which, by the way, the content is at the moment is the best I think it's ever been. You see the togetherness, you see the camaraderie with the players at training and on match days as well, before, during and after. When we score, everybody celebrates after a game. Pretty much all the team and the backroom staff acknowledge the crowd and acknowledge each other. And, you know, we've not really seen much of that in the past few years, especially, you know, since the start of the Evans era. Thankfully, that's in the dim and distant past now. I trust them. Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. But we're still so unpredictable, aren't we? Just like I mentioned before, Cambridge, you know, will anybody be surprised if we win like I predicted when I did my little video cameo for the main pod today? I predicted 3-0. Would anybody be surprised? Yeah, there will be some, but
I tell you what.
I don't know what happened there. Sorry. Alex, jump in. I'll catch my breath.
I tell you what grinds my gears, really grinds my gears, is the term a fair result. Oh, I think that was a fair result. Overall, it was a fair result. That football isn't about being fair. Football isn't fair. If life was fair, I wouldn't be driving a Vauxhall Agila. But life is not fair. So this fair result thing, right? When Derby came back with 3 minutes left and beat whoever they beat 2-1 with two late goals, that probably wasn't fair on the home team who play really well. Football isn't fair. Right, let's get this straight. I don't think that's a fair result. A fair result is just getting it done. It's getting the job done. Overall, they probably deserve the draw. No, you kill teams off. You kill them. You beat them. We should not be failing to beat Cheltenham, Fleetwood, Lincoln and Oxford. Not all four of them in the last 6-8 weeks. That's not promotion form. That's not it. And I don't know what it is, because he has so many good players at his disposal. It's such a good squad now, but it is such fine margins. But this thing about a fair result, football ain't fair, is it? It's not a fair sport. And when you get chances and you're on top and you're dominating, you've got to do everything that you can to win.
True. And if I can jump in a minute, I mean, you've pulled out the stats that I do like, the stats that matter, Alex, and they are the results and the form and patterns and things like that. The stats that I've kind of started to care less about are the ones that are like the on vogue stats, the possession, the XG, and stuff like that. You know, and if football was fair, then we'd be winning every game 4-0. Because you look at our stats, we look like one of the best teams in the world. You know, when we are on our day and we play well, that's great. But, you know, we are, how can I say this? We have to find another way to play. And we demonstrated it against the Burnley games. When we play against teams that have maybe a similar outlook to football, then we are afforded that time and that space. But, you know, sadly for League One, there are teams that will just come here just to survive, and, you know, every point's a prisoner type thing, to steal a McCarthyism. Just like you did, Ross, with the phrase goose, which did take me, goose. I didn't know what that meant. I've lived a sheltered life here in Suffolk for the last two decades,
goosed,
haven't
mate.
I?
It's goose.
It's proper goose, lad.
To look at it positively, right, we've got 17 games left. The 9 home games are Forest Green, Burton, Accrington Stanley, Shrewsbury, Wickham, Charlton, Port Vale, and Exeter. Oh. Now that we will go into every single one of those games as favourite, yeah? Of the four away games, you've got Bolton, Barnsley, Derby, and Peterborough. They're the tricky ones. And then the other four are Fleetwood, Cheltenham, MK Dons, and Bristol Rovers. Now, that's enough there, isn't there? We can get enough out of that to conceivably get us over the line. And that's the positive thing, is that of those nine home games, should we really lose any of them? That's not being arrogant. That's just saying Charlton, Port Vale, Exeter, Forest Green, Burton, Accrington Stanley, Shrewsbury and Wickham at home. Could we not conceivably win eight and draw one of those? And if we did and compete in away games, then yes. But that's the thing, is it's all set up for us. It's all in front of us. It's there if we want to grab it. Have we got the nous and the players and the squad to grab it? He still doesn't know his best team. And that's a worry for me. But I don't know. I just don't want us to fall fourth. Don't want Derby to go up. I don't want us to be stuck in fourth and fifth, because that wouldn't be representative. That wouldn't represent what we're capable of doing. The frustration is that we're not delivering what we're capable of doing. That's what I think. We're not hitting the heights that we should be hitting with the players that we have. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. Do you know what? When you ratted out them fixtures, I thought, what is everyone roaring about? Yeah, we're going to win all those home games. We're going to win most of those away games. But as you know, as you said, we're going to be all positive going into those games. These are must-win games, and we should be winning those games. But we've found out when we play the teams like Fleetwood and Cheltenham at home, they've got a point. But no, those fixtures on paper, Alex, they look pretty kind. Of course, Derby game, Barnsley game, Peterborough, and of course Wednesday this weekend are going to be tough games. But yeah,
Can I give you a football cliche?
Do it.
Football's played on grass. It's not played on paper.
Yeah, very true. But on paper, it doesn't look as bad as some people may be thinking. But yeah.
It doesn't. And if you remember, our away form was quite decent. You know, we were finding the home games quite difficult because teams were setting themselves up. And I think when people say, oh, they just came here to defend, well, I'm not being funny, which I hate that phrase. I'm really sorry. If we were playing a better team away, we would set up exactly the same. So if we do go up, which I think we will, and if we go to, say, whoever gets relegated from the Premier League this season, are we going to play how we do at home? No, we're not. You know, I truly believe that Kieran McKenna is an absolute mastermind in the making. You know, clip this and we'll look back to where we are and where he is. Hopefully we'll still be together in 5 years. But we will set up exactly the same, and we just need to learn how to break those teams down, because like we mentioned before, we are creating those chances. You know, do you remember the chat a couple of months ago, you know, leading up to Christmas in the January window, we need a 20 goal a season striker. Well, we got two or three players that might all get 20 goals. You know, our goals come from all over the pitch. Yeah, we could do more at set pieces, but how much better are our set pieces this year than compared to where we were last year and the year before?
I think the players sometimes, in terms of finishing, they tighten up a little bit. I think they're not flowing when they're going for chances. I
mean, Caden
Jackson against Burnley, that chance that he had on his left foot, he just hit it straight to the goalkeeper. It was a big corner for him to aim for. He's not a finisher. But we don't slice teams open. I don't remember us seeing too many one-on-ones and really gilt-edge chances that we miss a lot of. We kind of create these half chances and these bits and bobs. But again, it's just that clinical area, but we've stopped getting clean sheets. The best team, the team in the league who've conceded the fewest goals is Derby. It's Derby and Plymouth. They've conceded like 18 goals. It's incredible. It's all built on clean sheets, and we've stopped
Sheffield Wednesday have got a great record as well. I think they've got a really good clean sheet record. I think they're nearly going to reach a club record soon.
We're not keeping as many clean sheets. 3-12, 1-4, we keep a clean sheet. It's kind of, but it's such fine margins. We're so close. And I think maybe the pressure is weighing heavily on them a little bit. That expectation is so, so heavy. And we were favourites. We're not favourites anymore. But we're still favourite. We're still favourites ahead of Plymouth in terms of going automatic promotion. We're still above Plymouth with the bookies. We're 11-10 or whatever, and Plymouth are a little bit further out. It's incredible. I just don't I just don't see it over the past 3 months of form.
Here's a good stat for you boys. We're the top goal scorers in the league. We scored 54 goals in 29 games. And how many games do we come away from where we could have doubled or trebled the goals? I'm not greedy, but I want to see some 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nils.
I think that's boosted from a few 4-0s and 3-0s and the Charlton 4-4.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But I know what you're saying, but it's dried up at both ends. We're not keeping clean sheets and we're missing chances at the other end.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, Derby and Barnsley and Bolton, they're all a bit of a worry for me.
Yeah. We've got to still play them, of course, annoyingly at their place. We've been able to beat Derby at our place. Barnsley and, of course, Bolton, we drew against them early in the season. But, yeah, once again, they're going to be big games when we go into them.
We haven't tumbled off a cliff. No. We've won 2, drawn 6. We've won 4, drawn 6, and lost 2 of our last 12. But it's not top 2 form. That's not good enough. And it's been for the last 2 or 3 months. So it's not a blip. It's a pattern. And he needs to, A, find his best team. And we need to keep a few clean sheets. And then, you know, who knows?
You asked, I think, Ross, you spoke earlier about, you know, do we know? I think it was Alex, actually, you said this. You know, do you know the best 11? No, not really. Are we like a little bit of a football manager type side where, because we've been able to go out and buy, you know, some absolutely cracking players, you know, I've no doubt that a lot of this team could walk into some championship teams, but do we have too many good players? Is that the problem? Is it not better to have a core of 12 or 13 great players and 6 or 7 dependable deputies rather than, you know, you looked at our rotated side that we played against Burnley, you know, a lot of them haven't had regular football. How would have our, you know, preferred starting lineup of the last month or so, how would they have done against Burnley? You know, Walton in goal instead of Haladki, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. We're very lucky to have a squad we've got in terms of, you know, the depth and, you know, but then Sheffield Wednesday got the same. Some people question Derby and Barnsley. Have they got, you know, extra quality when, if they have injuries? But we'll talk about the game this weekend in a sec. But yeah, carry on, Alex.
I was just saying that it doesn't matter about squads. It's about winning.
Yeah.
It's about having a habit. There are teams all the time in divisions that emerge because they go on a run and they become impregnable. They become a force of nature because they keep winning games. They forget how to lose. Winning is a habit. It's a habit. It breeds confidence. And it doesn't matter how big the squad is. Players are getting an extra 5-10% out of themselves because they know they're on something special and they start winning. The pressure is now so heavily laid on these players that a win against Sheffield Wednesday for me could kickstart everything. But that's the thing. We've been saying we need to kickstart. We need to go on a run. We haven't won 2 league games in a row since October.
Yeah, it's not great.
That is a really poor stat, okay? And expectations need to be realistic with Ipswich fans.
Mm-hmm. Do you know one thing that's gone under the radar when I just brought up the league table now? We've drawn 10 games. We've only lost 4, which is fantastic. 1-15, but we've drawn 10.
So many.
Some of those have been, you know, of course, the Charlton game was the great late goal from Fleetwood to make it 1-1. But that's gone under a bit of radar. And yeah, I think draws, you know, it's a point still a point on the board, but some of those have been 2 points dropped. And as you say, Alex, you know, you just need that winning momentum. And yeah, we haven't won back-to-back league games since October, which once again, maybe gone under radar a little bit as well. Even though we go on like a 6-game unbeaten run, okay, there could be like 3 wins there and, you know, 2 draws. And
3 draws, yeah.
It's not back-to-back wins, but we shall see. As you said, this weekend is a big one. But let's have a little pause here, boys. Have a little bit of silliness just to mix it up to some of the serious chat. We've had some great debate, great discussions, boys. Thanks for that. Hope everyone is enjoying the podcast so far. Let's talk, though, about the strike. 4 questions plus a tiebreaker, as always. Bringing back some former players. A lot of birthdays in February, I've looked. Even current players have got a lot of birthdays. So February is a month for babies being born in Ipswich Town squads. And question 1 is on an Italian goalkeeper, Matteo Cerreni. How many clean sheets did he keep in 33 games for Town? Of course, in the Premier League / UEFA Cup. Matteo Cerreni, 33 clean sheets. Of course, closest to the correct answer gets the point. If you get it bang on, ladies and gentlemen, you get double points. So as always, play at home. If you're on your drive, on your train to work, wherever you're listening to this, hope you're having a good day. But boys, what do you reckon then? 33 games, how many clean sheets? 8, 7. Okay, then. Let me just get the answer up. Who has it got it back? Someone's got it bang on, by the way. And that person is Alex. It is 8 clean sheets. So 2 points for Alex. And he is celebrating like he should do. But it's still early days, Bono. Do not worry. Still early days. Question 2 is about Richard Naylor. Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
Now, do you know enough about Richard Naylor? Do you know his middle name, boys? Is it Alan? Is it Alex? Or is it Andrew? I've decided to stick to the A men's names. And I thought I'll see if Alex will go for his own name or will he go different? But Alan, Alex, or Andrew? I think three really solid names, aren't they? Really solid names. Okay. Alex, what do you reckon, my friend? You're going to go for your namesake? Or is going Alan? Both gone Alan. Of course, you know, read it in your head. Richard Alan Naylor. Richard Lee. No, that's another thing I was going to put. Richard Alex Naylor or Richard Andrew Naylor. The correct answer is Alan. So it is 3-1. And question 3 is on a very different player. Both sort of similar position. Ivan Campo, the Spanish curly-haired.
Spanish. And,
that's not even a thing.
Habla Espanol.
Spanish, isn't he? Spanish.
Spanish. Spanish. Shirt number time though for you, Bono. What shirt number did Ivo Campo wear during his time at Town? Was it 21, 26, or 33? Now, if Alex gets this right, he does. Oh no, the question 4 is actually closest to the correct answer, so you could still get a double points if you get a bang on. I think if Alex does get this right, he will win. He'll be 4-1 up, and yeah, he won't be able to win on the final question. But you never know. 26. 21, and Bono is back in it. It is 21, so it's 3-2.
So crap at this game.
No, mate, you got the first question bang on.
Never win. Points.
Well, wait and see. Question 4 is on good old Alan Armstrong. Now, how many goals did he score for Town in 94 games? Of course, correct answer, Bono. If you get it bang on, you win. If you get it the closest, you get to a tiebreaker. If Alex, if you get it right, my friend, you've won. You have won. So 94 games. He actually did pretty well on his, I think it was his one of his first games. Not his first game, of course. His debut was against Liverpool, but I think one of his very early games, he scored 2 goals. So there's 2 goals for you. Of course, the famous he scored against Inter Milan at both times. So that's 4 goals for you. Of course, the header at Portland Road and the penalty at the San Siro. So there's 4 goals for you, ladies and gentlemen. But did he score any more? I hope he did. There we go. Okay. 23 is Alex. 27 is good old Bono. And the correct answer is 19. So, Alex, you are the winner, my friend. 4-2.
19 goals in 94 games.
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
I knew it wasn't huge.
No. But then let me quickly get, let's see, 35 was substitution appearances. So 59 starts and 35 sub appearances. So I'm giving them that. You know, you can't always make an impact when you come off the bench. Some of those could be just like 10-minute cameos or even 5-minute cameos. So,
I mean, I won, so that's the main thing.
Yeah, you won. You won. Question is, though, Alex, I know you say you don't win this that often, but are you going to gamble it for the tiebreaker?
Absolutely. Gamble. Always gamble. Under one or more with 6 stars.
Okay, there we go. Gamble responsibility, of course. Now, tiebreaker is on Sheffield Wednesday. And now, how many times have Town won or beat Sheffield Wednesday at Portman Road in 28 games? 28 games against the Owls at Portman Road. Yeah. We actually haven't beaten them, I think, at Portman Road since 2016. I think 3 or 4 meetings we haven't been able to beat him. There's been draws and some defeats in there. But 28 games. If Bono gets a bang on, he steals the strike crown this week. But if he doesn't, Alex wins overall. Let's see. And I hope you have been doing well on the strike this week, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in from where you're at. So, okay, we've got 15, 14. Okay, then. Wow. I'm going to go backwards here. So 11 defeats at Portman Road, 5 draws, 12 wins. So
what does that mean?
You win, Alex, because Bono didn't get a bang on.
Is it not a draw?
No, you have to get a bang on to win.
Tie break. Yeah. It's not a draw.
You're the closest, but it was 4-3 overall. Yeah,
it's definitely.
Alex, well done. Thanks, well mate.
You owe me a Guinness.
I'll get you a Guinness. I'll get you a Guinness. So, but at the Greyhound, or other pubs are available, but they're not as good.
it'll only be the Greyhound.
Yeah. But Alex, my friend, you won. Little speech from you, my friend, as we segue into Wednesday preview.
I mean, I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank the writers. I mean, without their words, I'm nothing. I'm merely a portal to their creative thoughts. And like I say, pleasure to be nominated and just great to be involved.
Tom, man, you've won it. You won the Oscar. Lovely days. There we go. Get in. Okay, then, boys, let's do it then. Let's do the big preview, the big game, the must-win game and all that sort of stuff. That's the first question, actually. Let's do it. Is this a must-win game, guys? That's the cliche we're going to use, I'm sure, going into this one. Take away, Alex. Must-win. What do you reckon?
If we have ambitions for top two, then yes. I think we have to start reeling them back in now, with a good run of fixtures after this one as well. So there's an opportunity there. And if we want to go up automatically, we need to beat the teams that are in the automatic spots. There's only 2 spots there, and we've got to get back in there. If we were to lose, potentially 9 points behind them, and if Plymouth get a good result, then we're 9 points behind them. I really can't see them dropping 9 points and us gaining on the 9 points. So it depends what our ambitions are. I think it'll be a draw. But if we want to, if we still want to hope for top two, I think we've got to win this game. I think we'll be in the playoffs regardless. But I really do. It'd be great to see a statement win, and it would be great to see just all the pieces that are there come together, and everything that we think is there that actually emerges into a full 95-minute performance where we don't concede late or we don't concede a sloppy goal. And we're just as professional. I mean, I watched the Sheffield Wednesday Plymouth highlights. Wednesday bossed that game pretty much. I mean, I know Hillsborough's horrible in terms of pitch quality, but they were just physical and strong with good touch, Bannon pulling the strings. They just worked and won, and it was comfortable in the end. We need to get back to where we were early in the season. I don't think we'll win, but I hope to God we fucking well do.
Indeed, my friend. Bono, feelings on this one?
You asked if it's a must-win game. Echo the doctor's thoughts. Spoiler alert from the main pod. With 17 games to go, I don't think there is such a thing as a must-win game. However, it is a must-not-lose game. We must not lose this game. I went 3-0. But I'm a hopeless, hopeless optimist. But I think we'll win. And yeah, we're going to win 3-0. And, you know, cue the Nigel Farage video clip. You know, you all laughed at me. Or who's laughing now? No, we're gonna get battered, aren't we, really? Let's be honest. Wolfie's going to have a nightmare. Edmondson's going to have a wobble. Walton's going to dilly-dally too long, pass it straight to Barry Bannon, who's going to chip him from 30 yards out. I tell you who we need. Is it Kevin, the guy with the yellow shoes that I accosted in the summer when he was over with Jason Schechterly? You know, the mental... I've got a mental coach, whatever he is. He's...
I'm not going to try to say it.
Go on, have a go. He's a sports psychologist, Moneypenny. Yeah, we need him. You know, close the door, get the coaches out, and he's just going to say, look, boys, you know. And he wears those yellow shoes for a reason. I don't care who else wears yellow. It's a colour. It's just as important.
Can I ask you a question, Bono?
You just did.
What team would you play on Saturday in an ideal world? What team do you think would start on Wednesday, against Wednesday? Just in terms of, not all of them, but who are the key players that you think will start or that you'd want to start?
Walton. Harry Clark, one of our own. Wolfenden, Burgess to combat their physical prowess further up the pitch. Leif Davis, because he's just a magnificent boy. Yep. Sam Morsy, the Egyptian king. Assuming Lee Evans has an injury, it's unconfirmed yet how long his spell on the sidelines on the old masseuse tables will be. I wouldn't play Cam Humphreys. Yes, he's an able deputy, but this is a big, big game. Baying crowd, 29,000 people that sometimes make a lot of noise and sometimes it's very quiet of late in that stadium. It's noticeable. We think Luongo, let's get ready. Luongo might be injured. I'd play Shawnee Aluko as a slightly more, give him a little bit of freedom, get Morsy to hold a little bit. Because as much as I like Sam Morsy, and Sam, hello if you're watching, for all the industry, for all of the chopping, you do that, Alex, you do the, come on, boys, for all of the hardness and nastiness and like the nasty bastardness, you might have to bleep that bit, that he has, the industry isn't there for me. You know, the ball gets carried, the ball gets given away, we panic, oh God, retreat 10 yards. So I'd have Aluko and Morsy holding. The three up top, I'd have Minty, Broadband, whatever we're going to call him. I think he will start to come into his own. Charlie Chaplin behind the Romford Pelé. We're more like Eusebio, really. Our man, our boy. The person that I accosted in a supermarket, right. Frederick Olayinka Ladapo.
Okay, so that's brilliant, Bono. Now, Ross, that team is completely wrong. He's not going to play that on Saturday. And that is the beautiful. That is the
shots fired. Alex Bell.
That is the dichotomy that we have as fans: is that we don't know our best team yet, and neither does McKenna. And I always thought we played three at the back, but then I read that we've actually been playing four. And I always just thought it was a 3-5-2 or whatever, or three, I don't know. But whatever, we don't know what the best team is. And I think that's an issue for McKenna. I really do, especially integrating the new players. I'd love to see Luongo play against his old boys. Mm. I think Freddie will play as well. As for the rest of it, I don't think any of us know. But what it does mean is that whatever team he puts out, he has to get the very, very best out of them for Saturday. I think the Portman Road faithful, of which has been quiet of late, as Bono so rightly said, I think they'll be right there with them Saturday. I think we're all going to give them absolutely everything. I don't believe that there is a negative feeling around the club that social media might claim there is to be. I don't believe that for a second. And I think 80 to 90% of Ipswich fans are absolutely buzzing at everything that's happened to our club in the last 12 months. And we're all going to be giving them everything in the final run, the last 17 games. It's going to take a lot for us to get back into that top two, but I know all the fans are going to be there. And it starts on Saturday because, you know, I've predicted a draw, but I don't want to predict a draw. I want us to do them because I think we have the best squad. I do think we've got the best squad in the league. It's just that we have, for whatever reason, and there are lots of different reasons, there's not just one, we have fallen away from those first 12 games of the season. 8 wins, 3 draws, 1 defeat, with 6 clean sheets, 27 points from 36. That's how we started. Last 12, 4 wins, 6 draws, 2 defeats, 18 from 36. 9 points fewer than the first 12 games of the season. And that's happened over a long period of time. So we're all with them. We're all really buzzing about the club. What scares me is if we didn't go up this year, the players that we lose would be really a real challenge for next season. And I desperately pray that we get up either way via the playoffs or the top two. But yeah, we're all going to be behind them screaming. I won't be there Saturday, unfortunately, but we're all buzzing. We all love the club. We love what everything's happening at the club. And I just want to put out there that this room, this stuff going around about negative Ipswich Town fans, well, they ain't anybody that I know or want to know. We're all buzzing. We're all really happy for where the club's gone in the last 18 months. It's been incredible, but I still think playoffs. Sorry.
That's fine, mate. That's fine. Everyone can have their own opinion on that. I'm going to call you Statman Alex going forward. There's a lot of stats you've been throwing at us, which is always good, always helpful. Sort of segue into different things. But boys, you've told me your predictions already. I'm sadly going for a draw as well. I've gone 1-1. But we shall see. But what's your hot takes for the game, though, in terms of stuff like that could happen, you know, to the sublime, to the ridiculous, a goal scorer, a moment in the game? What do you reckon? George Hurst is going to be a big talking point in this one because he's playing against his former side. He's, you know, daddy's a town legend. He's a Sheffield Wednesday legend. So I'm sure he's going to be well up for this. And he's come out already saying he wants to get one over them because of how his sort of career ended there. But yeah, what's your hot take for the game, Alex?
And his uncle Jeff got a hat trick in the World Cup, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, I think Lightning. He didn't. No, different spelling of the surname.
Yes.
I think history will repeat itself. I think I predicted 2-2. I think something late's going to happen, and I'm dreading it. And whether it's good or bad, I just see something in injury time. You know what? It might be really good for us. It might be a 3-2 winner. Hot take. But there will be late drama. This game is laced with so much intrigue. It's absolutely massive. What you have is this is such a unique game in that you've got these two giants in terms of League One who really should be in the higher league coming together, but also knowing that Plymouth are screwing everything up for the pair of us. So Wednesday would be delighted with a draw. They really will. They'd be happy with a draw. They take it right now, I betcha. But it's just so massive. There's a bigger game as the 2015 playoff. So I think history repeating itself with a late scorer, which is why I picked 2-2 in the KOA prediction league.
Okay, my friend. Bono, over to you. You already set off your prediction, but any hot takes for yourself? Ladapo has got a good record against Sheffield Wednesday, scored against him a few times, so surely he's going to be one of the goal scorers. But any other hot takes?
We're going to go 1-0 up in the first 5 minutes. We're going to come flying out the box, and it's going to be... Broadbent that scores. Broadbean. Minty. He's going to score, and he's going to score an absolute thunder bastard. That's what we want to see.
Do you mean Broadchurch?
Broadchurch. Broadband. Yeah. Our boy. Our boy. Heart, the sweet Welsh prince's boy. He's going to score an absolute screamer. Ladapo is going to score one of his classic kind of fumbled finishes. Mark Beck's going to go. There's going to be limbs in section 6, where Mark and Turbo Sailor and everybody else, can't name you all, guys and girls. And I think Barry Bannon is going to be injured after 28 minutes. Yeah, his hammy's a bit tight, I've heard.
I think Morsey's going to come in with a reducer.
Yeah, just like, let him know. Morsey's going to let him know he's there.
No,
but, I mean... Bannon's going to know Morsey's there because as soon as he walks out of the dressing room and he's going to see that big old photo of him. And yeah. Oh, do you know what I fancy? I fancy a touchline brawl. I fancy like the ball getting, not like Argentina-Holland in the World Cup where like a player boots it into the opposition bench, but I just fancy the goalie coach. What's his name? The tall one.
Rainer Gil Martin.
Yeah. Reg. Yeah. Is his nickname Reg?
Probably Reg. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gil Martin's going to get like, yeah. I love that kind of thing. I'm such a shithouse.
Well, like, I'm sorry to say, I think Darren Moore has got Kieran McKenna a little bit because Darren Moore is a big boy and he's a massive defender in his time when he's played. So, yeah, I think he's won that battle. I don't know, Ross. Kieran McKenna could be a good scrapper, you know. He's Irishman, you know. Ooh, yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention was there's this thing on TikTok, Techers, and it shows Shawnee Aluko's tricks from the Burnley game. And I hadn't seen them. I just saw it before I came on. And everything that he was doing and taking one guy, then another guy, then cutting back inside, then doing the flick. Stuff that we don't do that. It was incredible. And I wonder if he'll pick players on form and if Aluko gets on the pitch. Is Aluko the missing link? Whatever. But apparently at Burnley, you said, Ross, he was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Well, if someone's that fantastic against the Championship side, FA Cup or not, maybe he should be given a run.
In the middle next to Morsey. Yeah, in the middle next to Morsey.
be great to see him, wouldn't it?
Oh.
And Wes Burns is due. Wes Burns is due a barnstorming game, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's turned up for the big games. You know, he scored against Derby, scored against Portsmouth, scored the opener against Plymouth. So yeah. he's turned
this
up.
This is massive. This is the biggest game since the playoff semi-final against Norwich.
Is that what we're saying? 6 years?
8 years.
Oh, God, has it been that long?
2015 it was.
Yeah.
Flip, where's that time gone?
I don't know.
Well, I never, we didn't do this podcast then. We didn't actually, I never knew you guys. So,
Ross was 12 then, you know?
Depressing, isn't it?
Oh, how old was I? Do you know what? I can't be
honest. You went 12. I was,
about age.
I was being kind.
I was 19, something like that anyway. But yeah, there we go.
I just want to see some excitement.
Yes.
I want to, Barry Bannon will be able to hear what I'm saying to him. And I have to point out, yes, I'm in the U2 and it's very, very close, but you can still have banter with players and not swear or be abusive. You could just say, hey, you, I think you're a Wally, or hey, you don't want it. Look at you. You don't have to call everybody a you know what, or a you know this. You know, let's be intelligent. Let's not get arrested or banned.
Absolutely.
Because other words are available and often more potent. So yeah, that's my message. Don't do drugs, kids.
Just finally, Harvey Davis, the Welsh Prince, has posted him to his team for Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Walton, Burgess Wolfenden, Davis Clark, Morsey Humphreys, Chaplin, Jackson, Burns, Ladapo. See, we just don't know what he's going to pick.
Don't know.
That's 12 players, isn't it?
No, that was 11, you moo.
I thought that's 12.
I just thought I'd get a mention for the Sweet Welsh Prince. I know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and do you know what? Jackson isn't for a shout. You know, he's had some really good performances against Burnley. So,
as you said, Alex, on form,
you know.
I would bring, saying that, I was going to say I would bring him on against tiring limbs for the last 20, but he doesn't make an impact off the bench, does he?
No.
He's a great, great starter. Just like Ladapo, we love him, but he doesn't make a difference.
We shall see.
Yeah, it's going to be, I can't wait. And Sheffield Wednesday fans are a pretty good bunch. You know, I think they're quite similar to us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a great atmosphere, boys. Can't wait for it. If you are going to the game, enjoy it. If you're not, of course, follow the game of us. See game day, all the pieces online and all that sort of stuff. But as ever, Alex, any other business, my friend? Any other little shout outs or nuggets you want to share to the world? Okay.
No, I'm all right. I got all my stats out there. I think the key one is those 9 home games. Yeah. They are so eminently winnable. So the chance is there. Let's just go and grab it now. Please, God.
Please, to the Ipswich Town gods, please. You're giving us that curse of all these years. Just please. Bono, over to you, my friend. Any other business?
I've said my piece. I was obviously on the main pod. I'm on this pod. I'm everywhere. One place where I wasn't was at the State of Union address. I recently received a rather abusive tweet from a faceless account accusing me of being the enemy of freedom. And then I pointed out, hey, I'm not actually Bono. Bono would have more than however many followers I've got. Oh, thank you. Bless you. You can come back. Come again. But no, let's just. I was going to come out. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I do have something to say. I need to remind myself of it. It's been a busy day, darlings. Stand by.
Well, this is an opportunity for us to plug the sponsors. So, of course, Manscaped. Use the code KOA. You get 20% off, I think, on free delivery on checkout and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, Ginger Pickle. Up the 20th Southgate. Google marketing, Google ads. Improve your website. Improve all your CEO and all that jazz. Use them. And he'll help you out with all the Ginger Pickle marketing needs.
Yes. Ross, do you think Harness is now going to be out, just not going to start games now, do you think?
Depends.
Last two league games he hasn't started now, the new arrivals. Where's Harness?
He came off the bench for Cambridge and played in that centre midfield role. So, We've got versatile players, it shows. You know, Kane Jackson could go on the left as well if needed. He did that against Sheffield Wednesday when we went to Hillsborough. So
it's crazy. Once isn't it? The options that we've got options. Are just crazy.
Yeah. Bono with
bear with waiting, Bono.
Yeah. Go on.
So this is a quote from Socrates. Not Socrates, the footballer, even though I did see a meme with Socrates' face. Or is it Socrates? I went a bit accidental partridge there. And he said this: beauty comes first. Victory is secondary. What matters is joy. So, guys and girls, whenever you're feeling down about Ipswich Town, whenever we've thrown 2 points away against little Cambridge United, bless them, just remember that winning, it doesn't matter. What comes first is joy. So on that note, I'm going to hand you back over to Ross. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
But as Alex said, we need to win.
Win
games if we want to.
Winning gives me joy.
Yeah, bollocks to that. Speaking of bollocks, manscaped.com. Do you remember when I got in trouble for saying bollocks? Well, I've just said it three times.
It's fine, mate. It's fine. Yeah, bring it on, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a very good game on Saturday. Looking forward to it. If you haven't already, of course, subscribe to all your podcast platforms. Of course, subscribe to us on YouTube for the Kings of Anglia content. Give us a follow on all the socials. Go and follow Bono. Follow Alex on Twitter and all that sort of stuff. We'll be back next week for many more podcasts and content talking about the Sheffield Wednesday game. Just bring it on. Bye-bye for now.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.